In June, I visited Denmark, and while in Copenhagen, I made my way to Rosenborg Castle. This castle has featured in my bonbons, and there was something very specific that I wanted to see. Having read Rose Tremaine's book Music and Silence, I knew that Christian IV had devised an unusual way of surrounding himself and his guests with beautiful music without any musicians in sight. In 1615, when he added the formal winter room to Rosenborg, it was built over the wine cellar, and spaces were left in the floor so that wooden pipes could connect the winter room to the cellar below. These wooden pipes were audio channels, and the court orchestra performed down below in the cellar with the music floating up into the winter room. The winter room was being renovated while I was there, but the museum assistant showed me where the trapdoors would have been that revealed the channels. When I went downstairs to the wine cellar, I could clearly see the conduits for the audio channels. The cellar must have been cold, damp, and cramped for the orchestra, while up above, the winter room was the height of comfort, with wood panelling and high ceilings. After an uncomfortable night of playing in the cellar, the court musicians often were forced to rise at dawn to provide music while the king breakfasted. I was interested to see that there's still wine in the cellar. There used to be three wooden casks of wine, dating from 1598, 1599, and 1615. But the casks had deteriorated so much that in 1982, the wine was decanted into steel tanks and bottles. This wine is served every year at the King's New Year banquet on the 1st of January. And the wine served at the moment is 1615 vintage. The museum guide told me that it is said to taste like sweet vinegar. To end, here's a piece by Thomas Simpson, an English composer and viol player who served in the court of Christian IV from 1622 to 1625. This courant is from his Three Dances for Gamba Quartet and is performed by the Burlesque Ensemble. Courant was by Thomas Simpson, and it was performed by the Burlesque Ensemble. FMR